Jesus and his closest friends have gathered in Jerusalem for the annual celebration of the Passover. This is the third Passover they have shared and will be the last that the friends share with Jesus. Jerusalem is filled to overflowing with Jewish pilgrims from all ends of the known earth. The closest religious celebration of this magnitude in our time would be the Mardi Gras celebration in New Orleans. Imagining the crowds and the chaos at Mardi Gras might give us a feel for the crowds and chaos in Jerusalem at the time of the Passover celebration. Reserving a place for meals and lodging required much advanced planning, especially for a group this size. But the place had been reserved, and all had gathered for a pre-Passover meal together. And a meal in itself required no small amount of planning and organization. The detailed ritual about how one conducted oneself in every moment in ancient Mediterranean culture would make a dinner party with Emily Post seem haphazard. The outer garment worn must be appropriate for the event at hand. The placement of each guest is of utmost importance. One must first wash one hand before the first glass of wine and the appetizers, and then both hands prior to the second glass of wine and the main course. After dinner and dessert, the real drinking begins, along with conversation in symposium style, where the head of the household or honored guest would lead those gathered in a discussion of a specific topic. This would happen by the householder asking pointed questions. But before any of this could take place, a household slave or servant would wash the feet of the guests as they entered the house. This foot washing was not just performed as a courtesy act, but as a literal act of sanitation. Household waste was thrown onto the streets each morning, and animal waste was always present. Feet walked only a block on a street were filthy. The odor, too, was repulsive. No wonder this task fell to the lowest member of the household staff. And here we have Jesus and his friends gathered on their last night together for a ritual meal, and all appropriate ritual has been broken. The meal has been served, and the friends are beginning the conversational symposium part of the evening when Jesus sheds his dinner jacket prematurely and against convention and begins to wash his friends' feet. There's more to this foot washing than ridding their feet of the filth of the street. That was probably done already, presumably at the door. But even if it was not, the timing of this is not right. Nor is the fact that Jesus is the one washing the feet. It's all wrong. And Peter is quick to point this out. "You can't wash my feet," exclaims Peter, who is not in on Jesus' deeper meaning of this event. Jesus answers him, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Then Peter, very much wanting to be in good stead with Jesus, asks that Jesus wash not only his feet, but also his hands and his head, which at this time would indicate his entire body. The coded conversation continues, with Jesus noting that only the feet need be washed of those who bathe. The feet alone are dirty. He alludes that everyone in the room is clean, that not everyone in the room is clean, because he knows that Judas will later betray him. And still, Jesus washes Judas's feet. along with the feet of the other 11 as an example of them for servanthood and as how they should regard and treat each other. This foot washing performed by Jesus is an act of forgiveness. In washing the disciples' feet, Jesus is cleaning away the dirt, the sin, that has put a barrier in their relationship, their solidarity. And Jesus then says that this is the example he is giving them for how to live in solidarity, in relationship with each other. And the example is to forgive, to wash away, to be done with the dirt, the baggage, the messiness, the sins that become a barrier to relationship with each other. This is the model we have been given on this night, a model of active forgiveness, of putting others first and self last, the outward invisible sign of which is washing of each other's feet. Later on this evening, Judas left the room, went out into the darkness, and turned Jesus over to the ones who would crucify him. But before that, Jesus washed Judas's feet as a sign of forgiveness. That very same night, much later, just before sunrise, Peter denied his connection with Christ, denied that he had any relationship with Jesus or that he knew Jesus at all. But before that happened, Jesus washed his feet as a sign of his forgiveness of Peter. There is nothing that Jesus will not forgive. There is no unforgivable sin, no wrong that Jesus can't make right. And that is the example we have for us tonight. An example of unabashed, total, and complete forgiveness. It's ours for the taking, and it's ours for the giving. At the back of the church, there's a pitcher of water and a bowl to be used by those who wish to wash another's feet as an outward sign of forgiveness, of putting self last and others first. If there is someone here that you need to forgive or someone you need to forgive you, invite that person to join you at the back of the church to wash their feet as a sign of forgiveness. Or ask them to wash yours. Remove your dirt. Forgive you. I imagine that many of the folks that we need to forgive or that we need to ask for forgiveness are not here right now. Perhaps the person you need to forgive most is yourself. If any of that is true, then I invite you to close your eyes for a few minutes. So listen to some music. As your eyes are closed, I invite you to visualize the person you need to forgive. Imagine yourself washing that person's feet, putting yourself in the place of a servant to the one who has wronged you, pouring water over their feet, washing away that sin, that wedge, that barrier between you. When you wash the feet of that person, let the hurt and the damage and the pain and the anger flow into the water with the dirt. And let it go. If there's more than one person you need to forgive, wash all the feet you need to wash. Let's take a few minutes for anyone who wants to go to the back to do so, and to mentally wash the feet of those we need to forgive who are not here. Jesus said, "So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set that for you as an example, that you also should do as I have done to you."